Hello, this is Dora Tarver from e-projectmanagers.com with an audio boo to help you build a successful PMO. I've seen many successful PMOs and I've seen many PMOs fail. And the bottom line is, if you're building a PMO, you really need to have a good understanding of the environment you're in. What that means is, if the culture is familiar with project management best practices, you will need to calibrate how you structure your PMO to work with that organization. If you try and provide an organization with a lot of detail and implement concepts that are over the head of people who really don't have project management best practices in their culture, then the project management office will fail. Simply because people won't get it, there'll be a lot of resistance, and it just doesn't work. So to be successful, what you need to do is take into consideration your population. How knowledgeable are they about project management? Do they need an education in project management? Do they know how to use Microsoft Project? Do they want to know how to learn about project management best practices? And when you're designing your project management office, setting up templates and guidelines, you really need to consider these details. You'll need to create a more simple interface for people who are less experienced in project management best practices. If you come in over their head, then you will fail, and we want you to be successful. So take this into consideration. You can have a successful PMO, but you really need to look at where your environment is in terms of their knowledge and understanding of project management best practices. I hope this helps you. Have an excellent day.